Good morning. My name is Takahashi. I would like to thank you for supporting Yamaha's products and services. I would like to make the presentation according to the reference materials. Please take a look at slide 3 under the title Performance in the First Quarter. Net sales for this quarter were 90.9 billion yen, operating income was 5.2 billion yen, and the net income was 2.2 billion yen. In the previous term, the company transferred 85.1% of its stake in Yamaha Living Tech, which is a lifestyle-related products company, excluding it from consolidation. As of the end of March, the company withdrew from magnesium molded parts business. In addition, there was an ongoing appreciation of the yen. These factors led to decline in sales year on year. If the extraordinary factors were excluded and impact of exchange rates discounted, actual sales were 3.9% or 3.6 billion yen higher than the same period of the previous year. The operating income increased by 5 billion yen year on year due to increase in actual sales and increased production at factories. Comparing the results to the previous projections of the first quarter, though the net sales had slightly gone down because of the appreciation of the yen, operating income was 3.2 billion yen higher. Next is performance by business segment. You see the results on net sales and operating income on this slide. In terms of net sales, if we exclude lifestyle-related products business, which isn't a part of consolidation anymore, all segments except musical instruments have posted performance above the same period of the previous year, as well as previous projections. On the local currency basis, the musical instruments also posted positive performance year on year. In the operating income, all segments posted better performance year on year, as well as against previous projections. This led to increased profit. This slide shows operating income analysis. Upper part of the slide shows comparison against the same period of the previous year. The company was able to improve the operating income by 5 billion yen. The main reasons behind this increase were actual increase of sales and the increased production as a result of that. Lower part of the slide makes a comparison against previous projections. The main reason for the increase was increased profit due to higher production. The next slide explains about the business environment from second quarter onwards, as well as full year outlook. Taking a look at the business environment, the company believes that the global economy is on a gradual trend of recovery. Emerging markets, including China, are already on the path to recovery, and we have high expectations for growth towards the year end. In the developed markets such as US and Europe, which face deceleration in the economy, the company sees signs of bottoming out. However, we expect that the appreciation of the yen would continue for quite some time. The company will focus on launching new products in a timely manner, especially for our mainstay musical instruments and AV products, enhancing our sales activities aimed at year-end holiday shopping season. In addition, the company will strengthen business foundation in line with the midterm business plan, which we have already released. The company will further develop its sales channels in markets such as China and other emerging markets, which is expected to have high growth and enhance its production capabilities. In August, domestic piano factories will be consolidated to Kakegawa, making it the only piano factory in Japan. New wind instrument factory in China will be completed and will start production in October. With these factors in mind, the company has reviewed the full-year performance forecast. The currency exchange rate assumption for the company in the second quarter onwards is now 90 yen to a dollar and 115 yen to the euro. After reviewing the full-year performance forecast, though some ups and downs have appeared on a segment-by-segment basis, the overall sales and operating income remain unchanged from the previous projections. However, because the company has factored in the revaluation loss on stock holdings in the first quarter, the net income projection was revised down from 5.5 billion yen to 4 billion yen. As a result, the projections for the full year are net sales 385 billion yen, operating income 10 billion yen, net income 4 billion yen. The company will be making utmost efforts to go beyond their goal. This slide shows full year forecast for performance by business segment. For net sales, the company has factored in the impact from the appreciation of the yen. Net sales for the musical instruments have been revised downward compared with the previous projections. However, the performance for all the other segments is expected to slightly go above the plan. In total, the projections remain unchanged at net sales of 385 billion yen. In the operating income, because of the appreciation of the yen, musical instruments, AV, and IT segments are expected to see reduced profit compared with the previous projections. However, the company expects that reduction will be offset by increase in electronic devices and others, making the total operating income full-year forecast at 10 billion yen. This slide shows full-year operating income analysis. For the full-year operating income, we expect a negative impact of 3.9 billion yen in exchange rates compared to the previous year. However, because of the increase in profit due to actual increase in sales and production, the company believes the full-year operating income forecast can be kept at 10 billion yen. Comparing the forecast to the previous projections, the company saw further negative impact from the appreciation of the yen by 2.3 billion yen. However, the raw material prices didn't rise as sharply as we had expected. In addition, there was an actual increase in sales and production. These factors were the drivers to offset the negative impact from the exchange rates. Let me briefly go over the first quarter results as well as the priority policies segment by segment. I would like to start out with musical instruments. In the first quarter, sales declined year on year and were lower than previous projections, though income was higher. Discounting the impact of exchange rates, actual sales were up 0.3% or 0.3 billion yen on the same period of the previous year. However, regrettably, actual sales were down 1.8% or 1.2 billion yen compared to the previous projections. Operating income rose year on year and exceeded previous projections due to factors including increased production and success in reducing expenses. Though inventories of wind instruments were high at the beginning of the fiscal year, through production adjustments, it has now come down to almost appropriate level. Because of this, as of the end of June, inventory levels are overall at the appropriate levels. For the full year, because of the impact of appreciation of the yen, the company has revised both net sales and operating income slightly downward. In this segment, the company has an aim to launch new products in a timely manner for the key year-end holiday shopping season in Europe and the US. We would also aim to increase sales in growth markets such as China and other emerging markets. We will make proper responses for the increased production in China and Indonesia. In addition, the company will proceed with the consolidation of wind instruments production in Japan. This slide shows musical instruments sales by region. Figures indicated in the parentheses show year-on-year changes on the local currency basis. In the first quarter, all regions except Japan saw actual increase in sales. It is expected that there will be a full-year increase in sales for all regions except Japan. This slide takes a further look at the sales by region. In Japan, overall trend to prefer low-priced products went on further due to deceleration in the economy and sluggish personal consumption. In our maintained piano products, there was a relative increase in demand for lower-priced ones, and we have seen increase in the purchase of second-hand pianos. As a result of that, for the first time in history, lower-priced pianos which were manufactured in Indonesia were launched in the Japanese market. The company aims to enhance its sales promotion initiatives towards the end of the year to trigger improvement in performance. In North America, keyboard instrument sales seem to have bottomed out, and we recognize that there is an improvement in consumer sentiment. In Europe, especially in Central Europe, which includes the biggest market, Germany, there was a recovery in keyboard instruments as well as wind instruments. The company plans to launch new products at the end of the year, and we aim to propose flexible sales terms in order to achieve increase in sales. In China, piano is continuously driving the overall sales. However, we also see increase in the sales of wind instruments as well as keyboards. With these factors, the company aims to continuously post double-digit growth. Asia-Pacific region, which is indicated in the others region, have seen discrepancy in performance among the regions. However, overall, we see gradual recovery, especially in the Middle East and Latin America. In countries like Russia and India, we are seeing some fruitful results from the down-to-earth sales network expansion activities. On slide 13, you see sales by product category in the musical instruments. In the first quarter, all the product categories except electrones were either on par with the previous year or have seen actual increase in sales. Our full-year forecast also expects that sales will be increased in all product categories except electrones. You can see from here that our plan from the second quarter on is to see increase in the sales growth ratio. The first reason for that is the consumption is recovering. In addition, the previous year's sales figures were extremely bad. Previous year's figures deteriorated quite a lot against 2 years ago figures, and that led to the huge growth year-on-year we see here. Let me move on to talk about AV IT segment. In the first quarter, this segment was able to post increase in both sales and income against previous year as well as previous projections. In the domestic market, front surround system embedded in the TV rack continued to sell well. However, now that consumers have finished a round of buying digital TVs, and because their competitors are offering more competitive prices, the growth is becoming slightly slower. For the full year, by factoring in the impact from the appreciation of the yen, the company has made a downward revision of operating income. In this segment, the company aims to launch product lineups that meet the needs of the consumers in addition to being attractive for the year-end key shopping season. Our goal is to make a win in this market. Increase of sales would be aimed for from the launch of the new karaoke equipment. Since the Japanese router market is already saturated, the company will proactively sell them in overseas markets, especially in China, to achieve sales increase. In manufacturing, by promoting in-house production of parts, we would like to further reduce the manufacturing costs. Next are semiconductors and electronic devices. The first quarter saw sales and income increase year-on-year and against previous projections. There was a continuous decline in the sales of sound generators for mobile phones due to further trend of utilizing software in overseas markets. However, semiconductor for graphics controllers for pachinko-related devices grew. In addition, sales of new applications such as geomagnetic sensor embedded in smartphones increased as well. From the P&L perspective, because of increase in sales and improvement of sales mix, as well as better factory utilization rate, this segment posted black ink. Further growth from geomagnetic sensor can be expected, and expansion of sales in semiconductors used in graphic controllers for in-car displays is also foreseen. Because of this, the company has revised the full-year forecast for both sales and operating income upward. In the other segment, first quarter saw an increase in both sales and income on year-on-year basis, as well as against previous projections. Production of automobile interior wood components rose, and golf clubs sold well in both domestic and overseas markets. Factory automation orders were on the recovery trend due to increase in capital investments made in China. Because of this, just like we did in the electronic devices segment, the company has revised the full-year forecast upward. The company would further aim to lower break-even point for the interior wood components business. We will try to expand market share in golf products business by developing competitive new products. In the recreation business, which is struggling to attract customers because of the deceleration in the economy, we will aim for profitability by offering packages that make the most of facilities attractions and reducing fixed costs. This slide shows the results and full-year forecast for capital expenditure, depreciation, and R&D expenses. As for the capital expenditure in the first quarter, Because of the overall delay in acceptance inspection, it stayed at 2.1 billion yen. However, in the full year, the company forecasts that it would remain at previously projected 13.9 billion yen, since there will be such events as completion of China's new wind instrument factory. Next is inventory. The company has been able to reduce the inventory drastically as of the end of June compared to the same period of the previous year. On the actual basis, discounting the impact of exchange rates, it had been reduced by 4.4 billion yen. Though the level has slightly gone up compared to the previous projections, the company doesn't see any issues in terms of the details of the inventory. In regards to the forecast of inventory as of the end of the fiscal year, because the sales are trending upward, we are expecting the level to go a little above the previously projected figures. Lastly, I would like to talk about the balance sheet. As of the end of June, the total assets has been reduced by 28 billion yen year-on-year. The reason behind this was that lifestyle-related products business became unconsolidated. In addition, there was a decrease in inventories and investment securities. The amount of cash and deposits is approximately 50 billion yen, and it has rose by about 14 billion yen year-on-year. The main reason behind this is the decrease in the inventory and the reduction in notes and accounts receivables due to the elimination of lifestyle-related business. The company expects the balance sheet to look quite similar to what you see here now at the end of March. That will be all for my presentation. Thank you for your kind attention.